Raleigh is the only city in the state still in the running for Amazon's HQ2. Amazon has already said no to bids from Charlotte, the Triad, and Hickory. But newly released information on Hickory's bid to land the project gives us a glimpse of the tactics state officials have employed. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
First thing to note, Hickory apparently would now like to be called, quote, the Greater Hickory Metro, Charlotte's Great Northwest. This is just one of the details described by the Triangle Business Journal, who broke this story after a successful public records request with Catawba County and not with state officials. The county offered $58.2 million, mostly in tax cuts or credits, to the online retailing giant. But other key details are missing. There are no specifics on the incentive package North Carolina is offering Amazon. But this records request did include some letters sent directly to Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. One from members of North Carolina's congressional delegation called North Carolina the ideal home for HQ2. Another came from Phil Berger, the top Republican in the state Senate. He said the corporate tax rate in North Carolina would be further reduced to 2.5% in 2019. As for Democratic Governor Roy Cooper, he included the state's reputation for cool in his pitch and stressed that North Carolina is a welcoming state with this caveat, quote, like every family with an embarrassing uncle or two, we have a few politicians who want it to be 1957 instead of 2017. But here in North Carolina, you'll find authentic people who respect others, who love our families, people who work hard and are loyal to the state in which we live. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.